it's not something you can ignore, right? You can't close your eyes and say it's going to go away. I don't think it's going away. It is here and it's going to get deeper into our lives.
People are saying, oh, it's the end of, you know, communicators, or it'll take away jobs. I do not think like that. But technology excites me. As long as we're keeping up, I think there's space for both. And as long as the final say is ours.
Start thinking seriously about AI adoption.
This is The Business of Storytelling, a Sochcast original, hosted by Banu Alamsetti.
Hello everyone. Welcome to the first edition of The Business of Storytelling podcast series which enables efficient and effective communications across industries. Communicate better, no matter where you are in your career. I am Banu and your host for today's show. In the past few months, I'm sure you would have encountered this topic, artificial intelligence, or known as AI. Today, I have two super talented guests in my show, and we are here to decode AI and find out how this is influencing the content industry, especially in the PR and internal communications sector. Let me welcome Rati. Rati is a journalist turned comms professional. She is currently with Capgemini for the last 3 years as a group head of comms for values and ethics. Hello, Rati. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Banu. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
We have Jyoti on the show as well. Hi, Jyoti. How are you?
Hi, Banu. Great to be here.
Jyoti is the co-founder of the Bricks and Clicks, a strategic comms consultancy, and the current chair of the IABC Asia Pacific Board. So today we hope to provide a balanced perspective on the impact of AI and especially ChatGPT. So let's start the show. Jyoti, this is a question for you. How AI, or including technologies like ChatGPT, is planning to transform the landscape of content creation?
Thanks for having me here, Banu, and this is such an opportune time and such a relevant conversation. I think it is a moment in time for communication professionals and content creators to really relook at what we do and where we add value. It is not just about putting words on a sheet or paper or a document. It is really contextualizing it. So I think AI, simply said, can really help enhance our skills. It can help make us smarter, more productive, more efficient, help us deliver more value, hopefully have a better balance in life, do some research for us.
Awesome. I mean, I read somewhere that AI gives a normal human being the superpowers. And I like the point about giving back some time, which is very much needed in our fast-paced careers. Rati, what are your thoughts on this?
It's exciting. People are saying, oh, it's the end of, you know, communicators, or it'll take away jobs. I do not think like that. Technology excites me. As long as we're keeping up, I think there's space for both. And as long as the final say is ours. I'll give you a couple of examples. And every day, like as we are, you know, building campaigns at my workplace, the other day we have 7 values and we were looking for something where, you know, one word would describe those 7 values so that recall is easy. ChatGPT to the rescue. So we go there, we quickly search, and we thought there were like so many ideas were given. Of course, then we refined it and made it to more, you know, relatable to our taste. But that was one thing. It's just so cool. It was quick, it was effective. But we final say has to be ours, you know, like it's not a substitute. It's an enabler. For example, if I'm writing about values and, you know, I have a certain tonality and there are words that, you know, I use while writing it and my organization prefers, you know, stuff like that, or whoever I'm writing it for, then my style has to be in that, or organization tonality has to be, which ChatGPT or any other tool will never be able to replicate.
Jyoti, any thoughts on that tonality?
I couldn't agree more. You know, I was preparing for this conversation and I read somewhere a journalist commented that what AI would give you is a median view of what's published on the internet, right? Like there's just so much out there. So it's essentially regurgitating whatever is already published. So as Rati was saying, I think use it as a starting point, use it as a bouncing board, but review it, fact check it, contextualize it, edit it, make it relevant for the output. The disservice we'll do, and what the initial fear is coming from, is that, you know, we're going to miraculously write it, ask it to write an email announcing an organizational change, and it'll come up with a template, and then people will just take it, copy paste it, and send it. Now, that's apocalypse when it comes to communication world, right? Like, you don't want that to happen. So you do want to use it where it's relevant. And as Rati said, I think, but the nuance, the tone, the values, the organizational conversation style, the leader's voice, and, you know, the brand, the all of that that you want to communicate has to come from humans, because guess what? Who's reading it at the end of the day? It's a person. So it's a person communicating to a person. It is a tool. It's not a replacement.
Yeah. And you brought a right point about what could be the potential challenges or the risk associated with using this kind of technology. And you rightly mentioned, you can't just copy paste the org announcement about values and send it off to tens and thousands of people. Rati, any thoughts on this? The risks or people should avoid or pitfalls?
Risks are many. You know, you might end up plagiarizing content. You might, write in a tone which is not yours. You will lose that individuality. Biases, which is big in AI right now. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about ethical AI. So you have to be very careful of the, you know, words you're using and the bias it might, you know, generate in your voice. What companies can do, and especially multinationals, is to have an ethical code around AI, you know, which I know a few organizations have done now. You know, how are you using it? Is it safe? Is it unbiased? Is it sustainable? Like, there are many, many factors. So organizations have to, you know, consider that there's no other option. Like, they can have extremely dangerous consequences if not managed properly.
Some of the companies have put some restrictions on using ChatGPT in their work systems because of the IP issues, you know, and companies who are on research or technology. It's a big risk for them if the employees use ChatGPT to decode or code, which is again intellectual property. So as it advances and plays a bigger role in content creation, what do you think are some of the key considerations for organizations or professionals to start thinking seriously about AI adoption, you know, how they can proactively embrace AI as a tool of innovation and stay ahead of the curve? What are your thoughts on this, Jyoti?
It's not something you can ignore, right? You can't close your eyes and say it's going to go away. I don't think it's going away. It is here, and it's going to get deeper into our lives, and it's going to be quite embedded in our day-to-day lives and various aspects of it. I think the organizations should have a balanced view of it. So I think open, enthusiastic enough to want to try it, give them the tools to play with it, right? So to do that in a safe space, to not just go straight write your annual report or your ESG report using Jasper, but might as well, but do it for internal memos. Let people make mistakes. Let people learn how to ask the right questions. Let people learn the art of prompts, right? Like, that's going to be the next superpower. Don't jump into it, but let them play in the pedal pool and try. Second is, I think, don't just go out and announce huge investment just yet. OpenAI players or people who are in the business of technology have been playing with it for a while. Right now, in the bubble we are in, and if you're watching this space, it seems like that's the only thing that's happening in the world, right? Let it mature. I don't think people have gone to the depth of what it is capable of. It is a very powerful tool. It is capable of massive enhancements, but there's also risk associated. So measure it, employ the right people, engage the right people, invest in training, learning. There are different tools available. So play with them all. Make friends or co-pilot, make one of them a co-pilot, one or two or four, depending on which one, what your work requires, and play with it. Make mistakes in a safe environment, and then learn to coexist is my approach to it.
Yeah, I can't agree more on that, Jyoti. I think What I understand is play with it, but play responsibly. Rathi, any thoughts on this?
Sure, yeah. So what I feel and what I've seen is AI is such a hugely, you know, transformative, and it's every day, like we were at AI, then now we're at generative AI, like every day something new is happening and government and laws are not able to keep up from what I feel. So companies will have to create their own code of conduct for their own social media, you know, conduct. They'll have to put in these upgrade their policies, their documents, codes, etc., just to keep up with AI and how it can be used. Just saying a blanket no that okay, don't use it is another big problem, because then you're dealing with the whole issue of, you know, a new compliance and legal issues in the companies. Better than that, adapt it, but adapt it in a way where, you know, everyone needs to be more ethical while using it, and everyone needs, the organization needs to have some code of conduct around this where they can adapt it in a nice way and, you know, checked, seen that it follows the organization's values, ethics and tonality, everything, and then, you know, accordingly act.
And I was watching Google's keynote a few days back, and one of the slides which really grabbed my attention is one slide which Sundar Pichai put up on screen, saying, hey, making AI helpful for everyone, be it improving knowledge and learning, boosting creativity or productivity, enabling others to innovate, and build and deploy responsibility. You know, I think this nicely put. I can't agree more to that. Now let's have some fun. I think we had spoke very serious topic. So this is called No Time to Think game. So I will start a sentence and you need to complete it. It can be a question or it's an answer, or it can be fill in the blank. Okay. Let's start with Jyoti, it's for you. Do you want ChatGPT to assist you in drafting messages on your personal WhatsApp account? I don't want ChatGPT in my personal life because
it's scary. I don't know what it'll do.
Yeah, it can be scary for sure. Rathi, for you. Gmail is already reading our emails and prompting responses. If we integrate ChatGPT into it, I will be
positively screwed. What if, like, you know, you're trying to send an ex-boyfriend an email?
That would be fun.
Let's not even go there.
I mean, you imagine ChatGPT trying to write you reply to an email. Like, God, that's the last thing you want to do. So that's the end of my show today. So what I understand from you and the key points, what I'm taking back today is A, play with it, but play it responsibly. B, make sure you have enough guardrails, especially for companies where into IT, where people are using ChatGPT, make sure they don't use any intellectual property putting up in OpenAI. And I think there's also a good opportunity to teach our employees on making them giving good prompts, how to give the right prompts. And the last thing which got into my mind is, it's a great jumpstart. I mean, it saves a lot of time by keying in few sentences, giving you a good output. So that's great. So hope we uncovered the importance of responsible and strategic use of AI, while we encourage forward thinking and proactive adoption of AI as a tool of innovation. Let us know what you think. Thank you, Rathi and Jyoti, for your time and sharing valuable insights. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, Bhanu. It was great being here.
Thank you, Bhanu. Lovely to meet you, Rathi. Great being here today.
Same here, Jyoti.
Thank you. So stay tuned for such more interesting podcasts on trending topics in the world of communications. Till then, please take care of yourself and your loved ones. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Storytelling, a Sochcast original, hosted by Bhanu Alamsetti. This episode was produced by Kiran Watwani and edited by Shailesh Patel. Our sound engineer is Ravi JK. Don't forget to follow this podcast to stay updated on the latest from the world of communications. from India and around the world.